So you're agriculturalist. You try and produce most of the food that you eat. How does that dovetail with trying to make music?
Pretty good since employment opportunities are seriously limited for me here. Being a new agrarian, we don't try to produce most of our food. We try to produce most of our produce from our garden, and we do have chickens for eggs. Although we're loath to eat them, we've become so fond of them for their beautiful little cackleberries. We'd have to let them live old and perish naturally at this point after the service they've given us. But other than eggs and all the vegetables and flowers we can grow, we still have to buy some of our products: wheat, corn, olive oil. Can't grow that here very well, so.
Do you at least whistle while you work or have music with you while you're doing your gardening?
I'm always having some song going through my mind. It's like I've got a brain radio or something of all the songs that I've heard and that I remember. And sometimes I sing. I think I annoy the neighbors sometimes, but they play their piano very loudly, so I don't feel too bad when I'm feeling operatic. Some days I'll lay out a real rousing song for everyone to hear, but usually I just kind of mutter and hum and putter and bum.
By the way, one of the things that people note if they go to your website, arthurdavenport.com, on arthurdavenport.com, they'll find Arthurisms. And I can see that they come out involuntarily out of your speech every moment.
That's my dad coming through.
Okay. Tame your amygdala. That's a nice one. Beware of the Cro-Magnon that lurks within. Those are two that struck me. We'll talk about more of them as we go on, but first let's get into some of your music.